Hello, I'm Jimmy Glenos, your life and leadership locksmith, and I'm here to help you get out of a jam, a rut, a stuck place, or anywhere you think you need a little nudge, some guidance, or even a full-blown action plan. If you're ready to break out and break through to a brand new you, let me help you find the keys. Let's not wait any longer. It's time to unlock the shortcut. Hello, I'm Jimmy Glenos, the life and leadership locksmith, and welcome to Unlock the Shortcut. Today, we're going to unlock the door to getting things done. You know that feeling that comes with completion of a task or a project? Yeah, that rush of competence and confidence. Feels good, right? We all love it, and yet we don't really get enough of it either, do we? All too often, we feel listless, lethargic, or let down. And that's mostly because we're the ones letting us down. Well, guess what, dear listener? I've got a shortcut that can help you get started, keep going, and get stuff done. I've got 5 keys to help you go from, oh my God, I suck, to, holy cow, I'm amazing. Let's not waste one more second. Let's get started. Key number one, go first or go home. When considering how to get stuff done, the best place to start is to determine the best place to start. And that place is the first of something. Like the first of the year, the first of the month, the first of the week, the first hour you wake up, the first of anything. And why do you think that is? Well, it's been well studied and researched that January is the month that more projects, goals, and desires get started. January 1st, to be precise. Surveys show that 40% of people make New Year's resolutions. The problem is, about 80% of those goals die by Blue Monday. And Blue Monday is the third Monday of January. Turns out people become super depressed and give up hope 3 weeks into the new year. Now, I know I just told you the best time to start is the beginning of something, like a Monday. And yes, Blue Monday is a Monday. But the theory still holds true, because people begin quitting on Blue Monday. But not you. You don't quit when you're unlocking the shortcut. You are here to develop positive habits to be successful in all things you decide to take on. So let's make a few decisions right now to get you in the right frame of mind. If you're thinking of starting a new program or project, start it in January. It's the beginning of the new year, and you'll be in a gigantic cohort of new beginners. And being involved with a group of people is always helpful and highly motivating. More on committing to and connecting with others later. Another great day to start is your birthday, because that is the first day of your new year. And what better way to start a project than on the day you celebrate Magnificent You? Now, I know it seems strange to start a new project or program on your celebration day of relaxation, but what a gift to give yourself by kicking off your year with a bang. And when you're 1 year older and you have better health or greater wealth or stronger relationships, you'll be proud of your effort and grateful for the achievement. And your future self will thank you for this gift. But not everything is a huge project or program that can wait to get started in January or your birthday. Sometimes it's just a regular, mundane, everyday task. And those can be the hardest to start and stick to. So I have a simple mental shortcut to get you thinking a little smarter about your starts. Change your calendar to start on Monday. Most digital calendars, and print ones for that matter, in the US begin on Sunday. Well, the problem is, most of us don't really think that way, because most of us work. And even if we don't work, the rest of the world does. And work weeks always start on Monday. Once you change your calendar to start on Monday, your whole mindset changes. Now, I have to tell you, I was surprised when I did it, and I'm so grateful that I did. It helped me see things completely differently. Now I look at my work week as the start of my life week, not something sandwiched between 2 days off. And it makes my weekends look more like finish lines. Now, it may sound hokey, but I'm telling you, this mindset trick works. try it out, and see what happens for you. Key number two, make a reservation. Just like when you want to ensure you get a table for a certain restaurant, you want to make sure you have a specific commitment to the action steps of your goal. When you call the restaurant to make your reservation, you'd never call and say, "I'd like to eat sometime in the future at your restaurant, or maybe the one across the street." That would be ridiculous and incredibly ineffective. That's not how you make a reservation. If you want to ensure you get a table at the restaurant you've selected, you say, "I'd like a reservation for 4 people at 7 p.m. on Friday, June 17th. And the same thing goes for setting the action steps to reach your goal. If you want to get yourself in shape because you want to lose 20 pounds before the end of the year, you'd never say, "I think I'll exercise more." Because that's not a reservation, and nor is it a commitment. Instead, you make a reservation and say, "I will ride my bike around the neighborhood for 30 minutes starting at 5:30 a.m. each weekday." That is a commitment. Lose this key and you will find yourself flailing about wondering why your goal is not getting accomplished nearly as quickly as you intended. Not the place you want to be if you want to get stuff done. So always remember, make a reservation, set a time, set a place, and in this case, set a cadence. With this reservation, you'll find even greater freedom in the routine you've created, because you won't have to wake up each day trying to figure out when will you squeeze in this new action you want to accomplish. With a confirmation date and time already set, you're free to do all sorts of other things whenever you want. Key number three, get trigger happy. In the beginning, these actions can be difficult to establish. Why? Well, even though you've made your reservation, you haven't built a routine or a habit yet. And one of the best things you can do to ensure you fire off the action steps of your goal is to create a trigger. Now, you've probably read either Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg or Atomic Habits by James Clear. And if not, here's the quick and dirty on their ideas. You find a current habit that you do religiously all the time. Once identified, attach the new habit you want to develop to that current routine. For example, if you brush your teeth each morning, that's a great routine to attach another daily habit you want to create. So if you're interested in beginning a meditation routine, do it immediately after you brush your teeth. And here's a bonus shortcut for you. You can even meditate while you brush your teeth. You get a jump on your new habit, and you gain the additional benefit of some really thorough hygiene. Your teeth will thank you, each and every one of them, as you carefully and intentionally think about each one as you caress them with your foamy brush. It feels better already. Now, a ride-along habit to complement your new trigger is an idea that Katie Milkman presents in her book, How to Change. In it, she recommends you verbalize implementation intentions. These are simply phrases that set you up for future success. They're kind of like a pep talk or a confirmation to yourself. Here's the deal. Once you've decided to tie your meditation goal to your teeth brushing habit, you make a declarative statement about it. It could be something like, "When I brush my teeth, I will begin my meditation." Or, in the case of starting your exercise habit, you could say, "When I start the coffee maker, I will go for my bike ride." Key number four, have a little fun with it. We all know that important stuff gets done, but we also know that fun stuff gets done quicker, and that's because we actually enjoy what we're doing. If it also happens to be important, awesome! But of course, not all tasks or projects are fun. In fact, most aren't. Like, who really likes doing household chores? Well, some of us do. But what happens when you add a little music to the situation? Suddenly, you're rocking out to Guns N' Roses, or dancing with the vacuum to Ed Sheeran, Katy Perry, Prince, or maybe Right Said Fred is your thing. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my shirt. So sexy, yeah. Hey, I don't judge. All those artists are awesome. The thing to remember is, whenever you have a task that is less than desirable, try to tie a fun activity to it. I like to call it fun bundling. Dread going to the gym? Watch your favorite show while running the treadmill. Struggling to get through that training you have to complete for work? Do it by the pool or in the park. Just remember to bring your hotspot so you have internet access if you need it. If the task is undesirable, try to find a way to make it a little bit more fun. And key number 5, go with a friend and get an autograph. Motivation to keep going can be one of the hardest parts of goal achievement. Some of us are quick out of the gate and sprint hard, but soon enough we run out of steam and lose sight of our once important goal. Others are steadier and more thoughtful about the goal and the methodical steps needed to ensure completion. Kind of like the tortoise and the hare. Well, if you're a hare, find yourself a tortoise and share your goal idea with them. They can help you with best practices and encouragement along the way. And if you're a tortoise, find a hare and find out their best practices for starting quickly. Sharing tips, tricks, and tactics with others is a great way to connect and commit. Now, remember before I mentioned the power of groups? Well, even if you're in a group of only 2 people, that connection creates a bond that pushes and pulls each of you to keep going. And each of you has different skills and knowledge to get the best out of your efforts. So make an effort to find a goal buddy. It'll make the road smoother and more enjoyable. Hey, more fun bundling! Anybody interested in a bonus shortcut to keep you motivated? I thought so. In the case your friend is not able to join you in your quest, ask them for a quote of advice or encouragement to keep you motivated during your journey. Have them write it down and then ask them to sign it. Now hang this prized possession in a place where you'll see it regularly. I know it sounds silly, but seeing your friend's note will inspire you just like those posters you used to hang on your bedroom walls when you were a kid. And just like you knew you would own that Ferrari one day, you'll see your friend's note of encouragement and keep on driving. Hey, do you know what we've just unlocked? We've unlocked the power to get more things done quicker, easier, with more fun, and while building better connections with others. Talk about a powerful shortcut. So how will you use these keys to get things started sooner rather than later? What tiny habits can you tie to your existing routines that will trigger your new behaviors? And who are you going to ask for an autograph to keep you motivated when the going gets tough? Remember the 5 keys to start quicker, stay stronger, and get stuff done. Go first or go home, make a reservation, get trigger happy, have a little fun with it, and go with a friend and get an autograph. Well, that does it for today, but before we go, I want to thank you for making us a part of your busy day, and if you found this message inspiring, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I'd love to hear from you. And if you love this episode, share it with friends and family and even on social media. And tag me, Jimmy Glenos, so I can see what you're up to and support you too. Now, if you're looking to dramatically improve your health, wealth, leadership, or relationship, take the next step and partner with me as your coach. Head to my website at jimmyglenos.com. I look forward to working with you soon. Until then, I'm Jimmy Glenos, the life and leadership locksmith, helping you unlock the shortcut. See you next time, everybody.